Hello, hi, welcome to another Chisel Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Yes, Umzanzi Stellaville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mo ngwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa Pod. I am joined by Pandey. I'm not alone this time around. I am joined by... That's right. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, that means you already know what time it is. It's New Music Friday, which means we start off with some music news. A bit scandalous this time around, though. Renowned composer and producer Lebo M has accused his ex-wife, Pretty, of allegedly stealing and disposing his multi-million rand grand piano. The brand sounds expensive. I'm not even going to try to say the name. But it's quite a big deal to him. Apparently, he fainted or whatever the case is. He is distraught by this, but he's trying to focus on his one-man show that is coming up soon in Durban. Side note. But yeah, very dramatic. Lebo M just always has love drama. I don't know if I have much to say about it for now, but maybe you can comment on the story, Kumoto, since this was definitely the tea that you spilled.
Well, I just was told that they had a bitter split, so only to find that the lady, allegedly, she's the one who transported the grand piano out of the storage. So I think it's going to open a can of worms of what was happening initially in their marriage while they were together, because we haven't received any response from the lady, from Pretty. So only we spoke to the attorney, and we obviously had to speak to Lebo M's publicist. So I think once the case has been opened, then we'll find out what's going to happen. But I doubt that there's something that wouldn't change from it.
What do you mean wouldn't change?
With regards to Lebo M getting a new squeezy.
No. So there's definitely not going to be any form of reconciliation. So let me tell you something. I definitely knew about this tea. This actually happened a bit of a while ago. And now that Simpiwe Majola now is in, you know, that circle, you know, it's kind of interesting that we're getting the tea out in the public. But I'm not accusing anybody of anything. But yes, they're definitely not going to get back together. Pretty Yena. As for her, I feel like she must speak up. I know the split has been quite messy, and the fact that it's also in storage says a lot about Lebo M's current standing. Because when we first visited him with Sunday Times, he was in a posh estate, of course, but it apparently or allegedly did not necessarily belong to him. There's a poll. It's in Lebo M's drama.
Stain City.
Kuninge. No, not the Stain City one. You see, there's too many places everywhere. He's quite focused. He's not going to say anything that I know for a fact, that he's not trying to speak right now. And he's just focusing on his one-man show. So go ahead and support Lebo M's one-man show. He's trying to buy another grand piano. I guess that's the story. That's the story. On to some other music news, though. There's the Black Mambazo, actually, that's coming up. They are celebrating 65 years in the entertainment industry, and they have a show coming up at the Joburg Theatre from the 1st to the 4th of May. Are you going?
No.
Nothing to write home about for you? I'm a Black Mambazo fan, stan forever, going to be there, definitely. Go check it out if you definitely, you know, if you're into that type of vibe. So yeah, that's it about music news. It's been quite a radio week, new radio week. So that's what's been dominating the news. There's a radio presenter by the name of Uzisto, who I genuinely did not know, but she has a Gagasi FM mic. So I guess she spoke to some audience and she left the station hanging, allegedly.
No,
it's facts. Okay, so it's facts. So she had said, okay, did she sign the contract?
No, she ended up not signing it.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's a gamble when it comes to this time of the year, when it regards to the presenters.
Okay.
So even someone from Metro FM had to make a U-turn, and that Metro FM had to add go salary
for
Adule.
Who's that?
Tiwatachi.
Okay, so yeah. He was gonna leave.
Yeah,
and
he was going to leave.
Okay.
Why did
you write that?
No, I initially wanted to write that he's leaving, but when I went back to the source, no, everything is fine. Then
everything
I spoke.
Cool.
Then I spoke to him during Lebu M's mom's funeral. Then he's no longer leaving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's been quite a lot happening. But in terms of the context of Uzisto, just in case you're not reading Times Live, which you should because you're listening. Uzisto, there were talks that she must be on, they were going to renew her contract,
yes.
Right? And then she had agreed, I guess, in the conversation, but did not sign. And at the last minute said, I don't want to be with Gagasi FM anymore. What the reasons are at this point, we don't know. Please, Zisto, speak. Is it the coins? What is it? Because we know Gagasi FM does have that reputation. That is what I am assuming happened there. But let us know. Right. But all around radio lineups, there have been changes. The changes have seen DJ Spista come back on air. Smash Africa return to 5 FM. Roger Good go to Hope FM. Zynga making a radio
debut
on YFM, as well as Majors D's, those little kids that I adore because they're just absolutely just amazing. But the biggest story in the radio news right now is Unathi Nkaye and DJ Fresh, who are making a triumphant return on the airwaves. So the reason why it's a triumphant return is because there's just been drama with them and them losing contracts and whatever else may be. So let me catch up real quick. In 2021, Unathi was let go by Kaya 959 after an altercation that she had with her colleague, Sizwe Dlomo. This happened while off air, but the microphones recorded. Shout out to the microphones because they gave us all the tea that happened, which saw Sizwe Dlomo still remain on air and Unathi get booted. But of course, the legal dispute in that regard is still going on. But she decided to say, you know what? I'm going to still make it somewhere else, which she has. She's now on Mix FM, which for me is just like... When I spoke to her, she was like, girl, I'm going to give you an exclusive. It's big and it's this and it's that. And then she didn't give me the exclusive. And now I'm just like, okay, Sizivela Nami, I wasn't going to tell you that it's Mix FM. Like all that hype for Mix FM. Okay, cool. Congratulations are in order for her, I guess. No shade. Let me take back that shade. Anyway, DJ Fresh is also a story in terms of just his journey in radio. Apart from the fact that he's been a radio god for quite some time. His contract at Metro FM was terminated in 2019. And since then, yeah, here we are.
At least podcast is doing wonders for him.
Podcast is doing something, yes, because podcasting is definitely the future. And yeah, I think his podcast is definitely where it's at for him. Because Mix FM, who is listening? Somebody please tell us. If you're listening, let us know. Okay, moving on from the shade, though. There's been drama. Yes, there's been drama in our industry. Why are our celebrities all just falling on hard times? For me, that is the biggest question of the week. There's just one after the other. Last time we saw Oprah Nangoli, we saw... whoever else. There's just always these stories that come up. And now, just recently, we saw the wheelchair-bound actress, or rather, let me call her the veteran, SAFTA award-winning actress that she is, Unandi Nyembe, her story coming out. So this is after Uma Singeta, who is the founder of Above Normal, the foundation. She shared a video of Uma Mnandi, and she's wheelchair bound, as you can see in the video. She's talking about just her financial woes. There's about approximately 88,000 rand that she speaks about that she took, or she paid for it for her son's medical fees, and this is why she finds herself in this situation now. 88,000 rand is a lot of money. But considering this industry and the fact that, okay, when I say a lot of money, I mean, that's, well, whatever. Yeah, for some people. So in this industry, 88,000 Rand can only take you so far if you're not really being booked and busy. And of course, for her, it's been quite tough to get other gigs because, as I mentioned, she's wheelchair bound and she has not been getting a lot of opportunities. So now this video of hers went viral and people have coughed up some donations. So thank you to all that have contributed, even if it was 5 Rand or whatever it was. But she said she doesn't want money. Mm. She wants jobs. And of course she's going to take the money. Hello. But she wants the job. So she doesn't want to just be skip-sale. I'm not saying give me handouts. She's saying give me the jobs.
There's no money there. We're 7 Zede from AALA doing. Ngakulelo mfana cishe wafala ngamsala esibhedlela. Ngabhatala yonke le mali 88,000. Njengoba ngibona ngishile nginamandla. 88,000 esibhedlela ngaphela. Uzoyithola kanjani i-medical aid when you don't even have money to say, okay, ngizofuna i-company engathi cheaper nyana. Ngithathe i-medical aid. What are you going to pay it with every month? Uzoyiphathela ngani every month? Because i-medical aid does ukuthi no, ngoba uhleli ku-wheelchair, we'll give you for free. You see? So it's hard. I started when I was 21 years old. Kunabantu abathi ngithole imali kuma-case. 300,000.
Anyway, somebody who also contributed towards her well-being is Gayton McKenzie. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
Hello, Mama.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right. Thanks to you, Gayton.
Oh, good, 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 good. I've heard the bad news, man. The things are not going well at the moment.
Okay.
Yes.
But I'm fine.
Is it?
I'm surviving.
No, thank you. I'm in Cape Town. Please give that young lady there, that is there, give her your bank details, not somebody else.
Okay.
This is not the ministry. This is Kapilaka. This is just from me, Mama.
Okay, Mama.
Yes, right. It's not from the ministry. I see Celta government. Kita ka bona in 2 weeks, Markita Rumela Ntenga, eka ufaran fela until kifika mad.
Yeah, that's that on that. What's your take on this?
Do we know Khorongwana Utsurekeing, the son?
No. So Umamnandi is not trying to speak, except if you are Mr. Gayton, I guess. She's not trying to speak to the media as such, because I feel like I've been trying to get a hold of her and she's not reaching out to me. So maybe I must try somebody else.
Because that donation without knowing what's happening.
So, yeah, I think the son is not necessarily the issue. The issue is not the son. The issue is her being financially just distraught. Her financial struggles. Beyond the son's condition, her problem is the fact that, yes, I've been in this industry for 55 years and I am finding myself in a space where I need people to contribute towards my groceries. I need people to contribute towards, you know, my finances. So that's the story there. Another actor just recently who spoke up was Upapetsi Naye. She also found herself in a space where she and her children were living in a shelter. And that is quite a tough, you know, position to be in. But her speaking up has helped her, you know, to get a job beyond the entertainment industry and to be able to feed her children. So it's just very, very sad. There's even another actor again on top of that, Ujafta. Is it Roderick Ujafta from Generations?
Oh, Glenn Majuzi.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Glenn Majuzi.
No.
He used to star as Glenn Majuzi from Generations.
Okay, there we go. Yes, so he also needed some help in terms of groceries. What I did not really like is on the 1st of April, he posted a very cryptic, you know, suicidal post on Facebook, and it did raise concern, but
But he's still acting. Go, what's this thing? Go ETV, go EVOD, yes. Or yeah.
Yeah, go, but he doesn't have money. He's struggling to pay his rent.
I think no.
Because remember, also you can shoot in Doyak Dala. Like now, for instance, like now, for instance, with Uroni, he was just recently shot on the show. What is the show? Smoke and Mirrors.
Yeah, yeah,
Smoke and Mirrors.
Yeah, yeah.
They play back to back. I really don't know which one is which, but I'm watching these things now, so keep up with me. Anyway, he was just shot on the show now, but it's not now that he's leaving the show. He's been, hence he started doing his Uber things as well. So
not Smoke and Mirrors, it's House of Zwide.
House of Zwide.
Yeah, House of Zwide, yeah.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay.
So that's the thing. Sometimes these gigs, you get the money, remember, even prior, and you don't even get royalties. Exactly. You don't get royalties. So even as it's playing, when people could be thinking, when you are House of Zwide, you are wearing, you just stole the clothes there in the other episode I saw.
I'm thinking of lifestyle when Baba Tahela, Hakula, Baba Tadi donations. I think if I a problem, yeah, lifestyle. Lifestyle in the by Pela, Abasai Pela, no. So, but I'll tell the handouts. I can't that acting industry doesn't have a union. Because at some point, Gaten needs to intervene. Gadilo tadi union. Not every time, Chantwe minister must cough out money.
Yeah.
There are other sectors within the arts and culture. They're talking that money. But now, to focus on Mutungo one, because we've got a whole lot of sectors go arts and culture. But Njalo, he's useful when giving out money for funerals, money for Mangos Petele. Then, Baba Kulkishining, when they're typing emails, they don't get any response. And where are we going with this thing? Because if they want jobs, like, you got your shot. No, Hunale, new generations, they are coming up. They want to get to the opportunities. They can't. Because why? Hunale, the veteran, bomangmang. So, like, to me, it does make sense, but to a certain extent, this is not how we're going forward, guy, on the way entering. You're getting my kids and the art sector.
That's a very powerful statement for sure. But I also feel, I mean, when I was looking at the comments, a lot of people were just like, "Hi, Bonati, we're also struggling, you know, get the 350 that is available out there, whatever." But I think it's just like the constant conversation that we have within the music industry, Gadi contract and stuff like that. With the acting industry or entertainment industry at large, we know that there is no money if you are going to be the face of something. Like you, I mean, unless if you're going to be the Bonang of the situation, but Bonang is working behind the scenes now. There is not money in this industry, or much money, really, in this industry. So you need to try and, you know, do something else.
And also, I think if we would do our research, we'll find that Mamnandi has been receiving chalet from that COVID thing, getting released. So, it's like that. No, that's where I'm coming from with this thing. Because most of the veterans, they took chalet through that COVID relief fund, Nafa, the art sector. But now, markets, what's happening? And we can another pandemic, but another veterans, while the youth, they try and say they need to succumb to Barahamata, Pokokasi, Babata Merek, and so on.
Mali is the story of the day. What I found very interesting about another story that you wrote, speaking of actors though, was Uban Uzbo. Uenza, I'm a peace job in order to, you know, get this fame and the spotlight. What is, you know, what are you really doing it for? You know, I'm a peace job. When you're done with Smoke and Mirrors, when you're done with all these things, please get a side hustle on the side.
That of a day you wake up, wow, it's a miracle. You must know someone is watching you. Someone is relying on you.
Yeah.
It can be a kid. It can be a family member. It can be your neighbor. It can be more to let in cars. But at the end of the day, I'll touch ching ching. That person will ting in.
Yeah.
Hey, that's it. So Lena, maybe he felt or because this guy hasn't kiddy cameo role, but with regard to Smoke and Mirrors, at least too sharp. But okay. Last week I bumped into him go Palitos, SAPC was launching a new telenovela. Limo Ugoting, what actor? He's acting there. So wabo khore kidi piece job, we come roles here and there. Motoba sharp at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's that on that. It's quite a tough industry, but it's not going to change. So all we need to do is just make some coin elsewhere while pursuing the passion as well at the same time, right? Somebody who's pursuing his passion but does not like the fame aspect of it is Scott's Mapuma. He's struggling with the pressures of fame. He's even going as far as saying, cancel me, South Africa. And this is after there have been a couple of videos, Zakhe, where he's just seen retaliating when asked for pictures, and he's just not media trained or just fame trained altogether.
No, he's arrogant. He's from my neighborhood, and it's not only him alone. There's Cowboy as well.
Cowboy, man.
Cowboy Lena is an upcoming piano artist. It's Zala Rigel. It's Scott Mapuma. It's Cowboy. They all come from my neighborhood, but regardless, to Ushap knows, but to give a man. These two, but worse.
How? What do you mean? Give us a tea. What do
they mean? No, these two, they are arrogant.
How so? They
are arrogant. Like, akar thora reduce mo uto infetel. No more rubam buti se unja infetu usheba snacks. That's how he is.
Oh,
anabu. Anabu. Like, le cowboy is like that. Just that cowboy, I'm saying, but uting ko, what's this thing, cotton fest. He's dead. Njalo by three. It's King Lim Crazy. It's Scott Mapuma. It's Cowboy. Because man, Zala Rigel and Karbam, bam blacklisted because of the utterances they Kiladi Bolela KFM with regards to Young Stan. He's the guy who discovered Young Stan.
Okay.
Zala Rigel. So Young Stan, it happened. Horror copan lebom police albo cabs. Then life changed. I changed the line and train. So it's not new. Tabea Scott Mapum, he's like that. Serious. No one has got something good to say about him except music. Otherwise, Jay, he's arrogant as a sharp.
Oh, damn.
As a sharp. Serious. No more. Katola number. Careful, Lele. And that good girl, one way.
Well, you know, I've never experienced him firsthand, and you know, you're the neighbor, so you know better. But what's interesting is the fact that, you know, he's quite cool with the people in the UK. Him and Lim Crazy did have a show there, and he was quite touchy and all over the place with that one. So I guess maybe he's just better than us. I don't know. But anyway, here's South Africa. We greet
people from your neighborhood, they won't support you. Yeah, they won't support you because we are better. We are wins in this shop. Hey, it's like that. But cancel me. Give me uteni nzong niggas in minyagengaki. Opila. Wabona no horribyang too. So but anyways, my police, I think we touch a new artist. We'll forget about this one.
Yo, I feel like you just spit fire. But hey, I mean, all the best really with your career. Hopefully you don't end up with the other artists who fall on hard times. And you know, don't burn bridges. Be nice and all of that. But guess, Pumekuyo, something that's been trending this week has been the justice for Gwegwe. It's quite a big one. And some of our celebrities are getting, they're contributing their voices towards this, of course. One of those is Tebogo Lerole with Action Now Foundation. There's Zin Malo, there's
Jumbo, DJ Bongs, Ashil Mhlophe, Kuzani, and many more. In fact, I think it's underway now.
What do you mean?
It's underway.
Okay.
Today.
Oh, no, it's on the 5th of March.
Yeah.
It's on the 5th of March.
What is this? On Saturday.
5th of April. Okay.
Yeah. Sahamba.
Oh, okay. Sahamba. Okay, fine. Anyway. But justice for Gwe Gwe is definitely something that we should all be contributing our voices towards. It's a big thing. And I'm glad that Uwise Men Ncube also urged all men to contribute their voices towards this cause. Let's have a listen.
Bafowethu, yazi. Ngiye ngaba live earlier on ngikhuluma indaba ka sisomncane ucece lento yenza alile kuyena ibhlungu lento wangempela and ngisema ngibheka ama video ku TikTok like wonke umuntu okhulunywa ngama video nethombe nani justice for cwece kwangikhombisa ukuthi abantu abaningi abakhuluma ngalento abantu besifazana abalwa lento abantu besifazana thina abantu silisa sibancane ngizabekho bathi bancane kakhulu engicabanga ukuthi into efana nalena isidinga sonke sibe impomba sibumbane sikwazi ukuthi isilwe into efana le ngoba ngikholela ukuthi uma senza umntwana umntwana kenziwa umuntu esifazane kuphela kodwa kwenziwa umuntu esifazane nganomuntu esilisa ngokungakho-ke koko ngokwenzakalayo kuyadinga ukuthi sibambisane uyabona sengicabangela nje ubaba wengane ukuthi yena uzizwa kanjani la khona uyabona into engishoyo so nathi nje abantu besilisa ake sibe khona mani sikwazi ukuthi naye simqinise idolo kwinto efana nalena ngoba nje nginengane nje nami ecishini ingane naye ucwecwe lokho kuyangihlaba enhliziyweni ukuthi uma lento le efana le kuthiwa nje yenzeka ingane yami bengizoba yini bengizokwenza njani ngakho-ke bafowethu siyadingana kunalento kabantu abakujwayele ukuyisho uma kukhona izinto ama-competition nansi wahlangana zulu ngithi mina isizwe sonke masibambisane sihlangane sile nalento efana nale ngoba ngampela yeah.
All right, let's lighten things up a little bit. Gigi LeMaine released a project, Doves and Scones. You know, there's been a lot happening with her. She's had a couple of changes, okay? She has a new man, and she's back to church. Wow. Remember, she used to be a sangoma. Yeah. She's back to church. Yes. Okay, maybe not. Ozzy, like, well, she was wearing the beads. She was doing the ancestral stuff. This was like 2 years ago.
Let me keep quiet. I'll show you afterwards.
In that era of Ubu.
When? 2022?
Wait, I'm not sure. 2022, 2021. That era when celebrities were becoming sangomas, yeah. She was amongst the ones that, you know, posted the regalia and stuff like that. So now she's found God and she's in a beautiful relationship. We have a little bit of a snippet of what she has to say about the space that she's in.
Personally, I think I've gotten into a very comfortable place where I found my Lord and Savior. And it's a good place to be in. And I just felt like this is something I really wanted to do. I'm in such a healthy and an amazing relationship. My family are in the front. Shout out to CM Kizes and my Kizes. I see everybody here. Dr. Brian Winizer. Also one of the most, you know, hi. You know, everybody who's here, Zama, Kolani, Vugambi, Tino Chingani, Indigo. And I think all these people have kind of like walked this path with me. It was inevitable. You know, I grew up in the church and I guess I've kind of a little bit returned to the church. And I'm in a very good place with God right now.
Well, that's on that. Kudos to her. I think her album actually sounds pretty good. And I love the fact that she is madly in love. So I'm going to move on to Chloe Bailey. Chloe Bailey was recently in South Africa. If not, she still is. Yeah, she spent some time in Cape Town. If you don't know Chloe Bailey, she's an American R&B singer who was previously signed by, you know, Beyonce's crew and all of that. And she's, yeah, she spent some time here. She's also been trending with Burna Boy because of the relationship.
Yeah, I thought they're dating. Oh, okay.
They, well, something's happening there. I don't know about now because Burna Boy had some drama. But yeah, they've spotted us and they're coming is the story. And they're coming one by one. There've been a couple of, you know, Americans and other people who are just dying to come here. But yeah, we'll leave it at that. Wait. So now, before I ask you what you're watching, Muvhango executive producer Uduma Kandlovu.
Yo.
His court case has been postponed. And what court case am I talking about?
Tax evasion.
Come on.
And fraud. Ukhwabanisa.
Hey, kuningi into yenzakalayo lana. Yeah, so there's tax evasion and there's a fraud case that has been postponed. There have been several dramas and telenovelas under his belt, right? That he's produced from Muvhango on SABC 2, Uzalo, the list just goes on. But he appeared at Palm Ridge Magistrates Court on Wednesday. His lawyers made representations to the NPA for the charges to be dismissed. And yeah, well, that's not happening, is it? We'll just see as it unfolds, basically. The investigation started in September last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Ndlovu maintained his innocence.
But I doubt there's going to be something huge. It's about settlement.
Yeah, Mara Udu Magan Lovu, nay agakolo tu chigo. We am kolota. No, for real. Orangirong?
Yeah, no.
Allegedly, yeah. Yeah. So kuningi. And yeah, hopefully we just give you the story as it happens, when it happens, as it happens. The case is postponed for June 3rd, so stay captivated. What are you watching?
I'm watching Smoke and Mirrors, okay. Ispay 2, mm-hmm. And I'm watching King. Yeah, that's all I'm watching now, currently. Yeah, I'm watching Any Seat.
Mm.
Yeah, and,
true.
Yeah, that, and Move Ango somewhere, somehow, yeah.
Mm.
Then Itonga, mm-hmm. Itonga Mzanzi, then Ikala from Mzanzi, then Kobrizi.
All right.
Yeah.
Ooh, so now Kobrizi I need to watch for sure. Okay, but what are you like, what is your favorite like show right now to watch amongst the, all of those? Because you know they like, play back to back. I really can't tell the difference between like, all of them sometimes.
When I get home around 6, I watch Ispay 2, then switch to the news at 7,
mm-hmm.
then at 7:30 is Scandal, then 8:00 it's another news bulletin, ETV, then go back to Itonga, then after Itonga it's Smoke and Mirrors, then Isita, then yeah, lights off.
Shout out. Yeah. Okay, so it's more of a routine than I actually like this. Well, for me, I'm trying to watch these shows of yours. And yeah, so I am watching Smoke and Mirrors as well. Skim Sam, I'm actually trying it out. I'm following that story a little bit more. I'm very much hooked on House of Zwide. And I think it's coming to an end, which is so sad. Is it coming to an end?
Oh, it's paid to coming to
an end. Is it paid to? Okay, yeah. Sharp. So House of Zwide, shout out. Because I can watch that. Because Ufaith, we are slanyang.
But now, what's happening with her eye?
Yes. Yeah, I'm thinking she maybe shot during a period where she was had maybe a little bit of an infection or whatever the case is. I don't think it's part of the show at
but
all.
But medical leave at least, because it looks like some GPV, what? Pinky. Hey, Pinky.
Not GPV. I'm thinking that. Time in the country.
I'm thinking that. Like, it's been 2 or 3 weeks she's
but
been
remember,
like that.
Remember when you shoot. Filming, production does not happen over a long period of time. You can shoot various scenes in a short space of time. So I imagine that kind of makes more sense. But anyway, love and lights.
I want to it happens to Mutumnishan.
Let us leave it there.
It's Rasi. It's okay. Like that. What's that like a karkachi? Utimilemang.
Okay, Umam Winnie Mina Nicolisa on his behalf. Anyway, still sticking to what we're watching right now. I'm watching House of Sweden. I'm very much obsessed with it for some reason. And the actual show that I'm trying to finish is Adolescence. It's taking me so long to finish such a simple thing. And it's just literally 4 episodes or 5. That's on Netflix. And yeah, I'm still trying to figure out if that kid actually did kill somebody. Turns out he might not be the killer. And yeah, apart from that, I still need to catch up on a lot. But I guess that's been it for this edition of the Chisapod, right?
Yeah.
Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on iona.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also find us on all social media platforms at Chisalive. This Chisapod is a Times Live production, and our technical producer is Demi Buzo. Until next time, I've been your host, Joy Mpande.
KJ Khumutso Mkhanedi.
It's goodbye for now.